A government advisory panel is recommending construction of a new facility for manufacturing and refurbishing atomic bombs. The panel's report recommends moving the nation's entire supply of plutonium and weapons-grade uranium to the new complex, and it recommends going ahead with plans to develop a new family of more reliable and secure bombs. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The report was ordered by the Energy Secretary in January. It was written by a group of six experts. They assessed what's called the weapons complex, eight facilities around the country, and they saw room for improvement. The panel found a complex that is, quote, neither robust nor agile nor responsive, with little evidence of a master plan. David Oversky chaired the group. He's a physicist who now runs a consulting company. He says while the report does call for putting together some new weapons, it also calls on the United States to begin aggressive dismantling of its existing stockpile.
Our vision would be that by 2030, every single Cold War weapon is completely dismantled.
Overall, would you have more or fewer warheads out there, though?
Much fewer.
Oversky says the U.S. needs new weapons because the old ones are expensive and difficult to maintain, and he says new technology will enable a new generation of more secure and even more reliable warheads. The report says these weapons wouldn't even have to be tested. That idea worries Harold Agnew. He witnessed the first atomic bomb explosion called the Trinity Test. Agnew was in Washington, D.C. for its 60th anniversary, which will be on Saturday.
Well, I am very much opposed to putting anything in the stockpile that hasn't been tested. Nuclear weapons are very complicated. I've seen too many failures to be confident that we can make any kind of a new warhead and really rely upon it the way we have for our nuclear deterrent and not test it.
The U.S. currently has a moratorium on tests. Ellen Tauscher is a Democratic congresswoman from California. One of the weapons labs, Lawrence Livermore, is in her district. She worries that if the U.S. starts building improved nuclear weapons, it might be taken the wrong way abroad.
I do worry about that. What we need to be able to do is to not only convince ourselves and the American people, but our allies and our adversaries, that we're not embarking on a slippery slope of a whole new generation of weapons that are either smaller or more usable or are a threat to other people.
The panel's report was released today in draft form. There will be a period of public comment. Eventually, it will be passed on to the Energy Secretary, who will make his own recommendations. And Congress will have its say as well. David Hobson is chairman of the House Spending Panel that oversees the Energy Department. He likes much of what he reads in the report, especially the idea of moving plutonium and weapons uranium to a single secure spot. The report's authors envision somewhere isolated, surrounded by a mile or more of open space.
Yeah, one of the big problems in today's world, you can't have this material out all over the country, spread out like it is, without spending great sums of money on security. And plus, I think employees of places that use this stuff are going to feel a lot better because right now they spend a lot of time of their day going in and out of security.
Previous panels have made similar recommendations, but most of them have died a dusty death on the bookshelf. Part of the reason is that the weapons labs have often resisted change, and they've resisted giving up the nuclear material they use for experiments. Val Fitch, a physicist who worked on the Manhattan Project, says that's understandable.
Well, they're fighting for their survival. It's very fundamental, and you can't blame them for that. But it takes someone with real courage from above to say things have to change. And it's like closing military bases. It's the same, and it's basically the same political problem.
In World War II, Fitch and his colleagues worked around the clock to do one thing: build the atomic bomb. Some experts say one problem with the nuclear weapons facilities today is that they don't have a clear mission the way they used to. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.